It's day three. We're here at Cowes, and it's Cowes Week. It's still very, very busy to say it's 9 o'clock in the morning. There's people behind us who are, well, I don't know the technical terms. I'll just say loading up the boats. I've been told that Zara Phillips will be in a race this morning at around 10 o'clock. I would try and find her, but chances are, even if we do find her, we probably wouldn't be allowed anywhere near her. The plan today is to walk about 16 miles to Yarmouth. My foot's still very, very sore. I've got it wrapped up, and my knee is okay at the minute. Hopefully that'll keep up. How are you feeling?
My toe's hurting and I've got blisters on both feet, but you know, carry on, as the saying goes.
Feeling confident that we'll actually make it to Yarmouth?
Yes and no. I think it would take it a little bit slower. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
The next time you hear from us, we'll be at the halfway point. We are all absolutely exhausted. I'll be completely honest and I'll say that walking from Cowes, about 2 miles in, I felt as if I literally couldn't go on. My knee was straining. I had a blister on the bottom of my foot, which meant that my whole right-hand side, I really couldn't move it any longer. But I've managed to take some tablets. I'm feeling a little bit more cheerful now at the halfway point in Newtown. Fraser, how are you feeling?
A bit rough, to be honest. This is the first time I've ever taken tablets when walking. I didn't do it last year on the walk, and that was further. But this time my foot's playing up and my muscles are aching a lot. And I don't know, I think we have about 8 miles left now.
8 miles left to go.
Which is, it doesn't seem a lot when you say it, but when you're walking it's a hell of a way. It really is.
So the next time you hear from us, we'll be at Yarmouth and we'll have completed day three. That's it, day three complete, which I'm pleased to say because it's been a real struggle today. We walked from Cowes to Yarmouth and it was 16 miles altogether, a mixture of terrains. I'm really struggling at the minute. My knee's hurting, I've got blisters on my feet. How have you found it today?
It was hard for the last 3 miles, I think, because they seemed to drag longer than the rest, but like I said, I took some painkillers on lunch, and to be honest, they held up until near the end, so...
Now, I'll just confirm that the noise you're hearing is the fact that we're on a bus. This is the first time today that we've been on a bus, and we have walked the whole of the 60 miles. Just to confirm that. Jimmy C, how have you found today?
A lot easier than the day before, thanks to a change of footwear. My legs are still stiff as anything, but, well, that's the price you pay.
And now a word from Mr. No Opinion. How have you found it?
Fine, thank you.
Man of many words. Tomorrow we'll be walking less, but the majority of it will be uphill. We'll see some fantastic sights, the Isle of Wight Needles, we'll see the Battery. Fantastic. One thing I'm not looking forward to is the uphill bits, because there is lots of them. But fingers crossed, when we've had some decent food, well, I say decent food tonight, Jimmy C's cooking, so who knows? Oh, it could go either way. When we've had some decent food, we've had a shower, we've had a relax, hopefully we'll be refreshed for tomorrow.